Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We've done it again. Scoured Facebook to find people who just love to go at it with each other.
Absolutely. Find the best of the best of the Facebook cat fights, dog fights, if you will, and we read them aloud to you and then see if they could hash them out on the air.
All right, this one's a good one, especially because if you're married, you might understand, or you might not, and wish, I'm glad I'm not married, like Aaron is. I don't think you'll ever get married, according to you. All right, so this is a threesome once again. We have Kaylee, Marley, and Jared. I'll play Kaylee. Of course, we'll read out this fight word for word, and then it'll be fun because two of them have decided to come on air, see if they can hash it out. Here we go. Hey, so does anyone know where you can get divorce papers? I'm having trouble finding them.
WTF? I don't like this at all, but you know I got your back, girl. I think you might need a lawyer to get them. Good luck, hon.
Yeah, WTF is right. What the hell is going on, Kaylee? You haven't said anything to me about it. Are you mad at me? What did I do? Seriously, just talk to me.
If you don't know what's going on, Jared, then maybe that's a reason too. I need a man who'll stand up for me, not someone who ignores me.
I didn't know I was ignoring you. I'm so sorry, baby. I promise things will be different from now on. Just give me the chance. I love you.
Of course you get another chance, Jared. You passed the test! Yay, baby! And now I know you love me, and I love you too.
What do you mean, the test?
Well, I had to know if my husband would declare his love for me in public. So don't worry, I didn't even look for divorce papers, honey.
That is so messed up. You're a total psycho for manipulating me like that. Maybe we didn't have a problem before, but we sure do now.
Oh, calm down, Jared. It's just, you know, wifey stuff.
Okay, so I know this was like kind of a setup from you, but I feel like you might need this info now, you two. You can get divorce papers from the county clerk.
Good to know, Marley. I'm so done with this.
Whatever. Okay, that was really funny, actually. So there you have it. Those is a real Facebook fight between Kaylee and Jared. These two have decided to actually come on air. Now we actually have Kaylee on the phone. Good morning, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, you're so sweet. So this little fight that you had on Facebook was quite a treat for anyone that's married. So tell us about your reasoning, though, seriously, about wanting your husband to, you know, confirm his love for you on social media.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I saw it on a bunch of my other friends' pages. It was like a joke, just something just going around Facebook. I just copied and pasted, and I thought it would be funny.
It is kind of funny.
It sounds really stressful for him, though. I mean, he's thinking his wife wants to divorce him.
Yeah.
He should know it as a joke. I love him.
Aw.
Well, yeah. Obviously, Marley didn't think, or Jared didn't think it was funny, because Jared, are you going to stay with your wife because she did this to you, or what?
Yeah, man. How do you feel about this?
Man, that's a good question.
Oh, my gosh. How long have you guys been married?
About 4 years.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on. Obviously, you guys are committed to each other.
Well, I thought we were committed to each other, but, you know, she talked about divorce papers. I know she said it was a joke, but it didn't sound like a joke to me.
Right.
So I think that might be, you know, saying something.
Oh, my gosh. It was on Facebook. It was a joke.
I mean, okay, I've just got to say this. Jared, I completely feel. I once had an ex-girlfriend message me publicly on Facebook and say, Aaron, I'm pregnant and it's yours. And my response was just like, "Okay, bye."
Yeah, right. Like, when you're reading something, you can't tell it's a joke. Like joking on the internet and on text, like it doesn't work because you can't read the tone. And you know, we've been arguing more lately, and I thought it could be real.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, here's the thing that I think the real thing about this is that when you're married, even joking about that word divorce is not funny whatsoever to a majority of people who are married. So I think that might be the biggest thorn here.
Right. She might have a self-confidence thing. You might, or he might have a self-confidence thing digging right at that, you know? It's just not cool. Just don't dig there.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to worry you or frighten you or anything like that. I'm sorry.
Aww.
That's so nice.
You're going to be okay, well, Jared.
Just the idea that you've got to, like, we got married. That's as public a declaration of love as there can be. So I don't know why putting it on Facebook all of a sudden is like a make or break thing for you.
No, well.
Oh, my God. It was a joke.
Oh, my.
Oh, so this fight's just going to continue.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know.
Good luck with your marriage.
Yeah. One of you definitely will be sleeping on the couch.